peace of Almighty Yahweh rest upon you. You are listening to the Voice of Victory broadcast with Pastor Roberts. We do bless him this glorious day that he has granted unto us, that we may come before his presence and bow down before this great Yahweh that we serve. Mighty is his mighty and righteous name, as he will glorify the power of his name in the hour and the days that are ahead of us. Men today, they are consumed by their pagan identities. They are consumed with their pagan rituals, and they will defy the truth of Yahweh. They will resist it in their arrogance and their pride. They will denounce him, because there is no love for his name nor his truth. He has a name, and his name is not Lord God Jesus. That is not the name of the Creator. He has a name, and he certainly in this hour wants his name emphasized. Now, as we head into one of the most pagan times of the season in this nation, America. One of the most pagan days upon the face of the earth. It is known as Xmas. Men will gather in their drunken stupor, and they will say that Jesus Christ is the reason for the season. And all of their pagan gala, their activities, that they denounce the very purity of Yahweh, is not in their feast days, is not in their assemblies, the gathering and their solemn feasts. He is the mighty Yahweh, and he wants to be extolled and exalted above the heights of the heavens. He is not in the affairs of this nation, America. He is not in the affairs of Russia, for they have denounced him. They have rejected this great Creator, the one that made the nations and established the kings. Yet he turned the hearts of the kings, whithersoever he will, as he turned the rapid rivers and the streams of water. Yahweh does the same with the heart of the king. And men are seeking out all kinds of interventions to save themselves. They are trying to save America. They are trying to save Iraq and Iran, Pakistan, Afghanistan. Yet they are not able to save even their own souls. We must turn from this corrupt generation, one that defies the very purity of Yahweh. It despiseth him. As Yahweh spoke emphatically unto Malachiah, he said, I want to ask the house of Israel, and that is whom the people of Yahweh are, the house of Israel. It is simply that Yahweh is their power and their anointing. He never classified us as Christos or Christians. We are not that, we that are born again of his spirit. You say, Pastor Roberts, it is very trivial. You tell me it is trivial. You do not understand the power of words. Do you not understand that as Shatan, as he spoke to Adam and Eve, as they were there in the Garden of Eden, and as they were before Almighty Yahweh, he says that Yahweh knoweth that in the day that thou eat of this tree. What an amazing thing, because the tree of life was there, and the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. He said, the day that you eat of this tree, you will become gods, knowing the difference between good and evil. The men today, they believe that they are gods because they insist that they know the difference between good and evil. Yet they believe an outward manifestation of some self-righteousness promotes the purity of Yahweh's righteousness. When a man's heart is transformed, not conformed to this world, it is transformed by the renewing of his mind. When a man is renewed in the spirit, he will begin to prove that which is good, the acceptable, and perfect will of Almighty Yahweh. He's not concerned with other activities. He's concerned with pleasing Yahweh. And that is his desire. Now, this is a nation that is caught up in its own excellence as it perceives that it is a god to itself. We know what is right. The homosexuals tell you that they know this God and Christ as well. I believe they do. They simply do not know Messiah, the one that Yahweh anointed with a profound power, with the strength and the knowledge of his divine kingdom, that it was only revealed unto the house of Israel, the lost sheep. Because his sheep know his voice, and the voice of a stranger, they will not follow. They will not rely upon that voice. They rely upon the revelation of Almighty Yahweh as he reveals himself unto them in the mighty expo of his scriptural truth. There is where the power of the saints of Yahweh is. And Satan, knowing that as they ate from that tree, it was one that gave them the sense that they can dispel what Yahweh say. They can walk in their own power. They can walk in their own revelation as to whom they are. And so today you have these perverted homosexual dogs say that they are, quote, Christians. I believe they are. They are not the house of Israel. You have this, what we call in America, denominations. There are many expressions, as many will call them, devil nations or devil doctrines. They don't even know what the truth says. It has been imparted unto them by traditions. Men that will not truly seek Yahweh and inquire of his great revelation. And so they have been inspired by mama, daddy, and their religious gala, that they actually believe that they possess a profound revelation of utterance from Yahweh. Messiah came to save the house of Israel. Israel was under the bondage of the Roman Empire. And so it is today, under the bondage of this vile, insidious, corrupt spirit of this age. And that is why men today, they are seeking to save their status as gods and not the very presence or the name of Yahweh. Why is it that the Muslims will tell you, Allah Akbar, that their God is great, that he has a name, and if you will search historical documents, you will find that every, quote, God, unquote, has a name. Yet this is a nation that says it is 92%, quote, Christians, unquote. I believe that as well. They're not the saints and the call-out elected of Almighty Yahweh. They're walking in religious corruption. Yet there is no fervent, sincere dedication unto the Father. It is a nation that is steeped in every kind of pagan ritual. They call upon Ashtaroth. They have a pantheon of gods. And all of these gods have names. Yet Yahweh has no name. He has a name, and his name is not Lord, or Baal, or Gad, or God. David said, amongst the gods there is none like you, among the Elohims, for he is greater than a god. He is Yahweh, the self-existent one. You must understand that gods are made. The god of your belly, is that god not made? The god of America, her pride, her arrogance, her exalted fervor to think that she is elevated above every nation upon the face of the earth. I understand you patriots, you that do not know Yahweh, you will insist, you will say that this man, Pastor Roberts, has no understanding of the greatness of America. He is denigrating her. No, I'm simply saying that gods are made. Yahweh is self-existing. He has no beginning nor any end. And this is the God of your passion and your desire. It is America. It is Russia. It is China. Czechoslovakia. It is not Yahweh. Why is it that every, quote, God of the world, unquote, has a name, and yet Yahweh has no name? Yahweh spoke to the house of Israel, Malachi, chapter 1, verse 6. You say, Pastor Roberts, we do not speak Hebrew, nor do you speak Greek. Do you not understand that the name of Jesus, it is supposed to be a transliteration of the name of Jesus from Greek? As I have searched scriptures, you will find that the lineage of Messiah, every name in that lineage, it is almost actually enunciated the same way in the Hebrew tongue as it is in the Greek and the English. They will say in the Greek tongue, Abraham. And in the Hebrew tongue, it is Abraham. And in the English tongue, we pronounce it Abraham. And Mary, Miriam, Mariam. And yet the connotation of that name, it is persistently there. The sound, you can acknowledge the name. And they take the name of Yahshua, the name of Messiah, transliterate that into Jesus, and then from the Greek it is transliterated Jesus. How can that be? How can that be? Has no singularity, no sound at all, and yet they had no problem with the word Shaitan or Satan. Yahweh said, a son honoreth his father, and a servant his master. If then I be a father, he said, where is mine honor? And if I be a master, Where is the fear? Why don't you fear me? Saith Yahweh of hosts. I understand your King James translation. It says the Lord God of hosts. O priests that despise my name. Now, what is the name that the priests despised? Did they despise the name Adonai, Lord, or God? Oh, they did not despise that name, but it was that name, Yahweh. That is his name. He has no pagan name. And you that say and insist that you are scholars, and men of understanding and revelation of Scripture, you can speak of the numerology. You can speak of great activities and events that transpired in Scripture. Yet there is no revelation of his name. Somewhere we've missed the mark, haven't we? Somewhere we have lost the insight of the actual essentials of Scripture. I know that they have been watered down by traditions. You have the Pentecostal, the Apostolics, the Methodists, the Baptists. They all have their traditions. And they make void the power of the truth of Yahweh, as he profoundly uttered unto Isaiah, 41st chapter and the 8th verse. He said that I am Yahweh. In your translation, it says, I am the Lord God. Is that so? That is my name, and my glory will I not give unto another, neither my praise to graven images. Do you believe that? That Almighty Yahweh, as he uttered this profound proclamation to declare his name, and he said, my name is Lord God. No, I do not believe that. I believe that he emphatically, as Scripture is translated, I am Yahweh. That is my name, and my glory will I not give to another. That is why we have had the confusion in this nation. And this nation, the Babylonian spirit of America, has spread it abroad throughout the nations of the world, this confusion of Yahweh's profound truth. And ye must in this hour raise up those men that will declare the identity of Yahweh. They have no certain dwelling place. They're not, or their legion is not with any nation. It is with the kingdom of Yahweh and the glorious return of his kingdom established upon the earth. There is where their loyalty is. It is not to Russia, to America, to China, to Iran, Iraq, to Egypt, to Israel. It is unto Yahweh, the King of hosts. I am Yahweh, that is my name. Now that is his name. Ashtaroth has a name, Molech, Milcom, wormwood that shall cause the waters to be bitter and men shall die. And yet the father of all creation, you that are listening to me, that have fathers, do you know your father's name? Is there a name associated with your father? Yet this mighty Redeemer that has created us all has no name that we identify him with. We simply use titles and pagan indicators that is he. You must understand, my friend, if you take the message of Messiah to a people that have no understanding of this profound spiritual revelation, You began to translate that into their language. They began to use pagan and signs and idioms that are accustomed in their language to identify with some, quote, God, spiritual being, or the higher power, unquote. And so they do not have a vocabulary to associate with the dynamics of Yahweh and the things that are relevant in their language, linguistics, then they will begin to associate that with Yahweh. And they will begin to associate him with pagan idioms and all kinds of distractors that they can maintain their tradition and deny the fervent power of his profound revelation. And that is the Father. Yahweh is our Father. He wants to be honored. And a son honoreth his father. And if he's truly our masters and we serve him, then we ought to fear Almighty Yahweh. He has a name. And if we are the holy royal priest of Yahweh, then why do we despise that name? We hear his name, reject that. Men rebel. They become very angry. There is an inferno of anger resting in their souls. And they will declare, I will never give up the name, quote, Jesus Christ, unquote. It is not the name of the Father. You have the apostolics. They will say that Peter in Acts 2:38, that he baptized them in the name of Jesus Christ. That is not so. Peter did not defy Messiah, because Messiah, he commanded all of them. He told them to go, ye therefore, and teach all nations. I believe they did that. He said, submerging them or baptizing them in the name of the Father. Now, what is the Father's name? You must know the Father's name, because in that name, the Son is other name, and the Holy Divine Spirit of Yahweh is of that name. And what you have those that say, you must be baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Not so, my friend, for if that is the name we are baptized in, then that is the Father's name. For Messiah declared, and he said unto the house of Israel, I am come in my Father's name, and ye receive me not. If another shall come in his own name, him ye will receive. So what is the Father's name? When we find the Father's name in that name is the Son's name. And so the apostolics, the charismatics, and the Pentecostals will say, we must be baptized as Peter command, repent and be baptized in the name. Now, did Peter disobey Messiah? Did Messiah give him a command that was contrary to the law of Yahweh? I don't believe he did. Men do not know the Father's name. And because they don't know the Father's name, they do not know the Son's name. The Son's name cannot be Jesus, for the name of Messiah is Yahushua. And if you have any understanding of the Hebrew dialect, you will understand that his name cannot, never will be, and cannot be transliterated into Jesus and transliterated to you as Jesus Christ. It is a tragedy, it is a forest, because that is not his name. Why is it, my friend, that the name of
Vladimir Putin transliterate from Russia to English as the same. And yet Messiah's name does not. My friends, you that are listening, it is a religious, ecumenical spirit of darkness that is consuming the minds of many. They are religious, very pagan. That is why their form of worship, their pagan Sunday worship, their sun worship, it is all associated with pagan rituals and rites. Show me, my friend, in Scripture, where Yahweh changed the Shabbat to Sunday or the first day, where he denied the seventh day. It is not so. And because of our religious drawing and bondage, it is almost impossible for man to be made free from the power of that strong spirit. When a man is led by the spirit, he will not fulfill the lust of the flesh. And if we are led by the spirit, we are the sons of Yahweh. We are not the sons of darkness. We are the sons of light. What is the Father's name? Tell me, what is the Father's name? And in that name, you will find the Son's name. Messiah could have not given Peter, the apostles, a command that they denied. If Peter denied what Messiah said unto him in Matthew's chapter 28, verse 19, then Acts 2:38 is a farce. It is a lie. It is a perpetration of darkness by hell, because Peter could not go against what Messiah said. And because men have read that out of traditional insight and traditional eyes, they have not seen the revelation of that through spiritual eyes. Messiah said, go ye, therefore, and teach all nations, submerging them or baptizing them in the name of the Father. What will the apostolic say? They will say that Father is a title and it is not a name. I say to you, my friend, you are absolutely correct. I will not denounce that, because Father is not a name. It is a title. It is a title of authority, a title of originator, title of the seed bearer, but it is not a name. So if Yeshua commanded us to baptize in the name of the Father, then what is the Father's name? If we are baptized in Jesus' name, we have missed the name of the Father. So we must go to Scripture, and we must go to the Old Testament and find the Father's name. He has a name. It is not Jehovah. It is Yahweh. It is not Adonai. It is not Lord. It is not God. His name is Yahweh. And in order for you to be submerged right appropriately, we must find the Father's name. That's why we must search the Scriptures. For in them ye think ye have eternal life, and they are they, Messiah said, that testify of me. I do not believe that Messiah spoke to Peter, and Peter did something contrary to Messiah. You must find the Father's name. When you find the Father's name, you will find that preposition that says of. It indicates the position of the Son in the Father. And so you baptize them in the Father's name, for in that name the Son is of that name. for he is the one that carries the name of the Father. You that are natural fathers, that have brought forth sons, your name may be John Willie Smith. And you want your son to carry the identity of that name. You name him John Willie Smith. The first, because you are the John Willie Smith. So you identify your son as the first of this progenerator. You are the one that progenerated him. He has come forth of your loins. And so Messiah had come forth of the loins of Yahweh, the great king of Israel, the house with the power of his seal upon it, baptizing them in the name of the Father. You must know the name of the Father, my friend, because Scripture tells us, and that no man in Revelation 13 and 17, that no man might buy or sell, save he that hath the mark, or the name of the, or the name of the, or the name of the beast, or the number of his name. And you must know the name of the Father, as there is a name of the beast. You must know the name of the Father, as there is a name of the beast. Many today do not know the Father. You know a religious practice. That's why there is not much mighty powerful men of authority today, given over unto sin and lust, corruption, every kind of vile thing. A nation like America that give credence unto everything. We have a president, and I will not dishonor the king. As Saul, being the king, the anointed one of Yahweh, and David had the chance and the opportunities to destroy him. I believe that Yahweh put it in the hearts of this nation to raise up Mr. President George Bush. And I will not interfere with that calling that Yahweh has placed upon him. But I do read and understand the doctrine of this man. It is not steeped in the royal law of Yahweh. This is a nation that is steeped in emotionalism and feelings. And someone can say something to give them this euphoric of emotionalism that causes them to deny the power, the truth, and the mighty word of Yahweh. And so men have the uncandid ability to speak to this host of people, and they are mesmerized by them, their ability to articulate and to speak and to vociferate things. Their minds are brought into the bondage by the seduction of their power to manipulate with words. As Satan did that with Eve, that she gave herself over unto that tree. And there are many trees, I don't know how many, but they were all good to look upon, and they were good to eat from. And there was the tree of life in the midst of that garden. So what is the name that Messiah exalted, and the name that he came in, and the name that he declared unto the house of Israel? As the apostles, as they saw the mighty work of Almighty Yahweh, what is the name that Messiah declared unto them? Did he declare the name of Jesus? He did not declare that name unto the house of Israel. There's only one name that he declared unto them. And he said, as he spoke unto the Father, He said in John chapter 17 and verse 25, he said, O righteous Father, the world have not known thee. What a profound statement. It baffles the intelligence of men, the intellectual properties. The world hath not known thee, the Messiah lie. If he lied, then there's no authenticity or integrity to that thing that you call the Holy Writ. You call Yahweh the righteous Father. The world have not known thee, but I have known thee. You have been personal to me. I understand you. I perceive whom thou art. It is a relationship beyond the carnal or the natural ability to perceive. It is one whereby a husband and a wife will entertain one another. And there is a sensation there that is beyond descriptive superlatives to describe the matter and the beauty and the glory of the thing that transpired between them. He said, Father, I have known thee. And these have known that thou hast sent me. Only the call out elect of Yahweh knew that Messiah was sent from Yahweh. And he says in John chapter 17 and verse 26, and I have declared unto them thy name. What is to declare? It is to make it known, my friend, to make it recognizable, that you may have knowledge, thorough knowledge of that particular thing. And what thing did he declare unto them? He declared the Father's name. He said, I have declared unto them thy name. He spoke unto the righteous Father. What is his name? Yet they built altars to Baal, Chemulak, Molcham, Yashtaroth. Then who is this great, mighty king that made Ashtaroth and Molech? Who is he? What is his name? I do believe that I want to know his name. He said, I declare unto them thy name. And I will declare it. I will not be ashamed of it. I will speak thy name. I will make it known because I have come in thy name. Now, I know what this religious world says. I understand the connotation and the word meaning of that word's name. You would enunciate that in the Hebrew tongue, shema. I declare thy name. It is not the authority. He did not say, I've come to declare thy authority. This is an ignorant generation that rejects the name of Yahweh. I have never seen a people that will become so infurious when you may name or mention the name of Yahweh. They absolutely detest it. They hate that name because there is no love for him. Tell me, my friend, what name did Messiah declare unto them? What name did he declare unto them? And don't tell me that the New Testament is written in Greek. The word of faith was written in Hebrew. If there were any that could write Greek, it was probably Luke that wrote the Acts of the Apostles. and Apostle Paul, the only ones. Yet, they spoke to the mass of people outside of the host of Israel. Well, the Greek culture was a known culture. They were pagan, steeped in idolatry and sin and corruption. If you do any study on the Greek culture, as I was on past Shabbat, as I looked at this culture of people, the gods that they declare, men gods in love with men gods. What a tragedy and a shame. What a filth. You can see how this filth has arisen. You can see the putrid of the shame that has arisen. Because they want to maintain Jesus. There are many gods in the Greek pantheon of gods that are named Jesus. Oh, they do not spell it the same way, but it's Jesus. It is Jesus. His name is not, and it is not. His name is not Jesus, nor is it Jesus Christ. It is Yeshua. And he came to declare the Father's name. I want you to hear this, my friend, and it is from Matthew's chapter 1 and verse 18. Now, what I will cause you to hear, and I hope that you're able to hear it, it is from the Folio Bible. It is a software program. It's a very intriguing piece of work and labor. And the reader is Alexander Scorby. I want you to hear how the name of Mary and Joseph are pronounced. And yet when it comes to Messiah, his name is pronounced totally different. Now listen to this. I pray Yahweh that is able to come through clearly for you. Let me let you listen to this. I want you to hear the verse first of all.
Now the birth of Jesus Christ was on this wise. When as his mother Mary was espoused to Joseph, before they came together, she was found with child of the Holy Ghost. Then Joseph, her husband...
Now, I want you to hear that again. Listen now.
Of Jesus Christ was on this wise. When as his mother Mary was espoused to Joseph, before they came together, she was found with child of the Holy Ghost.
Now, I want you to hear how the name Mary is enunciated in the Greek and in the Hebrew. Now, this is how it is enunciated in the Greek tongue.
Maria. Maria. Maria.
Maria. Now, this is the Hebrew tongue of Mary.
Miriam. Miriam. Miriam.
Miriam. You can sense the similarities there. It is almost basically the same. I want you to hear the name of Joseph. Joseph, we say, this is the enunciation in Greek.
Joseph, Joseph, Joseph.
Joseph, Joseph. Now, this is the enunciation in the Hebrew tongue.
Joseph.
Joseph.
Joseph. Joseph.
It is almost similar. You can understand the transliteration of that. Now, I want you to hear the name of Jesus Christ. It says this, Matthew chapter 1, verse 18.
Now, the birth of Jesus Christ.
Now, the birth of Jesus Christ. Now, let us hear how the word Jesus is enunciated or transliterated into the Greek tongue. Listen to it, my friends.
Jesus.
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 If you will study Greek mythology, you will find that name is common to many of their gods. Now let us go to the Hebrew original of the name Jesus Christ that men say Now that is the name of Messiah. It is not this name. This is how it is enunciated.
Yehoshua. Yehoshua.
Yehoshua.
Yehoshua. Yehoshua.
And that is the name. Do you not see or can you not understand the vast difference in Yehoshua from Yeshua to Jesus? And yet if you will study that entire first chapter of Matthew, listen to this in Matthew's chapter 1, verse 15. Listen to this.
And Eliad begat Eleazar, and Eleazar begat Matthan, and Matthan begat Jacob.
Let us look at Eliud. This is how it is enunciated in the Greek.
Eliud, Eliud, Eliud,
Eliud,
Eliud.
Now let us look at the Hebrew enunciation.
Hord.
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 You can sense the enunciation there. It is clear. There's no doubt about it. Listen to this.
Eleazar. Eleazar.
Eleazar.
Eleazar.
That is the Greek enunciation. Now let us hear the Hebrew.
Eleazar. Eleazar.
Yet we will find throughout Scripture, when we hear this name, Jesus, it is not the name of Messiah. It is not Yahweh's name. If Jesus Christ is the name of the Father, then that is the name of the Son, Jesus as well. The Son brings honor unto his Father. You must understand that Messiah came to keep the lineage and the generational power of Yahweh intact, that his seed will bear forth his righteous name. You cannot know him without knowing his name. And Satan has done a masterful job to move the people away from the name of the Father. Messiah said, "Is there were many Jews that stood around him. They asked him a question. How long dost thou make us to doubt? Thou be the Messiah. Tell us plainly." The scripture says, Yahshua answered them. He said, "I told you, you believe me not. The works that I do in my Father's name, they bear witness of me. But ye believe me not, because ye are not my sheep, as I said unto you." What works did he do? Works of healing? Casting out unclean spirits? What name did he do them in? Did he do them in the name of Jesus? Jesus? You must understand at that time, if he spoke Greek, he did not say Jesus. He said Jesus. What a foul generation that will reject the name of the Father. You will fight a man like me, yet those men of pagan rituals, they will celebrate their Christmas, their pagan days. They will deny the feast of Yahweh, his days of celebration. Not only that, they will keep the pagan sun and denounce the Shabbat. Yet you say they're doing the works of Yahweh. Messiah said, "The works I do them in my Father's name." And the works we still do them in that same name, in the works of Yahshua, which is of the Father. There's no other name that is of the Father but that name. And men reject that because there is no pure love for Almighty Yahweh. I bless you all tonight. You are listening to the Voice of Victory broadcast with Pastor Roberts. We're heard here live Monday through Friday. We do delight to hear from you, our listeners and friends. You that will call me tonight, you can call now. Area code 843-658-6222. I do want to hear from you. Call now. Call me now. Area code 843-658-6222. Leave your name, address, and your zip code. We want to hear from you. Let us know how the frequency is coming in. The broadcast is an inspiration to you. We do delight in knowing that. You that will write me, send a gift of love unto the labor of love you always place in my heart. You address your letter to me, Pastor Robert, 717 Miller, M-I-L-L-E-R, Miller Road, Jefferson, J-E-F-F-E-R-S-O-N, Jefferson, South Carolina, 29718 USA. You never write me, send a gift, a love gift. You must call and write the Voice of Victory broadcast. You are listening to the Voice of Victory broadcast with Pastor Roberts. We're heard live 7 days a week, and we bless you, and we bless your way for your inspired heart to hear His truth, and do not denounce His truth nor despise His name. You're always doing mighty things here with us. We're simply a group of saints gathered here in South Carolina, small rural town, whereby we live in a community together. We assist one another. We help one another. And you're always doing mighty things. We applied for a LPFM radio station license some years ago, and you always blessed us to get that license. And we have 18 months to start a low-powered FM radio station. My heart is inspired. I pray that the call letters of that station, which we have applied for, WVOY, Word, Voice of Yahweh, that it may resonate in this area and that men may hear the profound truth of Yahweh. I do delight in what Yahweh is doing. And so there are you, brothers, that listen, that understand the power of this truth. We will have 24 hours of broadcast. I would like to hear from you, brothers, to put your broadcast on this local station here in Jefferson, South Carolina. There will be no charge. We simply want to do it to get the word of Yahweh out. For His name is a mighty name. It is a name that must be recognized. It is not Jesus or Jesus. That is not the Father's name. Isn't it something that we call upon the Son, but we never know the Father? What is His name? What is the Father's name? Have you ever thought about that? Well, you ought to. And so we are excited here about the short, the LPFM radio station that we will have. It will go out probably 10 miles in each direction. And that will cover a vast territory here in our little rural area here. Quite a few people within that range that live here. And I bless Yahweh for that. I believe on certain days it will extend a little farther. So you that have beautiful songs of Yahweh, your congregations, your pastors, you that are listening, tell your pastor. We will put them on free. Call me. Area code 843-658-6222. We will have much information on this as we're in the process preparing to open up an internet site. We want to have a live stream from here. We have everything we need to do that. It is just a matter of time before we will have that site up. It will be a live stream from the radio broadcast. We already have our tower up. And the things that are necessary, we're in the process, as you always bless us, to build the studio that we can broadcast live from that on this frequency. And as we broadcast on this frequency, we will broadcast on the low-powered FM station. He's doing a mighty work here. The hearts of the saints do delight in the mighty work that He is doing. We are simple people trying to press on into the kingdom. We want to hear from you. We gather here on the Shabbat each Saturday morning at 11 a.m. You that desire to be in service with us, if you will call or write, we will give you a detailed map how you may come and be with us. We gather here on Wednesday, Shabbat, a midweek service of refreshing. And then on the Shabbat that we come and worship and sing and bless Yahweh with preaching, dancing in the presence of Almighty Yahweh. You simply write me, Pastor Robert, 717 Miller Road, Jefferson, South Carolina, 29718. Or call me. Call now. Area code 843-658-6222. Let us know how the broadcast is coming in, how the reception is. We understand the sun flares and those things are interfering, but I know that Yahweh intends for His people to hear His truth. You that are hearing, He intends for you to hear, and that your eyes of understanding be open. The Father has a name, my friend. He has a name. And He wants us to declare His name. His name is Yahweh. It's not Lord. And it's not God. So as we continue in our process or our progression here at Victory Community, whatsoever is born of Yahweh overcometh the world. And this is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith. Who is he that overcometh the world? He that believeth that Messiah is the Son of Yahweh. And we believe what Scripture says. We just don't go in the traditional route as this religious world walks in. We believe that Messiah is coming. He's the great hope of Israel. He's the one that we long to see. The mighty power of this revelation that shall be revealed unto us. Call, write, we solicit. I use that expression. We do. Because we want to know how the broadcast is doing, how it is inspiring the hearts of many. And this is a magnificent station that we are on. We bless Yahweh for the opportunity to be here 5 days a week, Eastern time. So let us hear from you that we may bless you. From all the saints here at Victory, we say to you, my friends, Shalom, in the mighty name of Messiah, HaMashiach, bless you all.